The Summer Olympics kick off in Beijing in just over a week. Foreign journalists are already starting to descend on the Chinese capital. They had been promised free and unfettered internet access during the Games. But today, the International Olympic Committee had to modify that promise a bit. The World's Clark Boyd has more.
It turns out that the Chinese authorities will keep the lid on some websites during the Games. IOC Press Chief Kevin Gosper today admitted that his organization had been notified about the blocking by the Beijing Organizing Committee, or BOCOG.
BOCOG has advised us that there are certain sites that they are blocking which are non-related to the Olympic Games. Our preoccupation is to ensure that the international media can report on the Olympic Games. And anything beyond that is a matter for the Chinese authorities. I would like it to be more open than that, and that's what I've said all the way through, but we cannot tell the Chinese government what their position is on communications.
Journalists in the main Olympic press center in Beijing are already noting which sites are inaccessible. Fabian Tadelboim writes on sports for an Argentine website.
I saw some webpage that are blocked on Wikipedia. I tried to find out something about Tibet. And it was impossible.
Also reportedly blocked are sites like Amnesty International, the sites of dissident groups, and the site of the spiritual movement Falun Gong. Thaleem Khain is a spokesman for Human Rights Watch in Beijing. He says he's not surprised foreign journalists are finding certain websites inaccessible, given Beijing's track record.
They are entering an environment in which media freedom is not granted. They are entering the heart of a system which is intrinsically hostile to media freedom.
Beijing relies on sophisticated technical means to block content. It backs up those blocks with strict laws regarding what people can and can't say online. For its part, the Beijing Organizing Committee is not apologizing. At a news conference, spokesman Sun Weida assured journalists that they would be able to access the information they needed to write their stories about the sporting events. He was then asked why Falun Gong's website would remain blocked.
He also made reference to the Falun Gong, which I would say is an evil cult that has been banned by the Chinese government.
Today, President Bush said that Beijing has nothing to fear from allowing full internet access. And the Paris-based group Reporters Without Borders is encouraging journalists in Beijing to skirt Chinese computer firewalls. It's even published an online guide with tips on how to do it. Unfortunately for journalists already in Beijing, the Reporters Without Borders website is currently inaccessible. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.